Tim English. He's the pastor of North Point Community Church in DeWitt. Tim, how are you?
Good, good. Good to see you. Good to talk to you this morning.
Thank you for being with us. Tell us a little bit about North Point. How many members do you have, and what are you all about?
Well, North Point Community Church, it's just north of Lansing, and we'll have about 600 adults and children that'll be with us on any given weekend. And right now, we're very excited to be part of a regional project called the Food Drop 2012.
I know a little bit about this program, as I've been involved in it every year. There are people that are in the mid-Michigan area, Tim, that are hungry, and as the co-chair of this event, the co-project leader, you're going to make sure that a lot of those people get some food. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we're excited about that. This year, again, we're expecting for the fourth year, the need is great in the greater Lansing area, which is either the Ingham, Eaton, and Clinton counties. And actually beginning just next week, we're going to be hosting as part of the network, which is the Church of Greater Lansing network of churches. We're going to be hosting a call center with the help of MSU at WKAR on their campus, a call center where those in the greater Lansing area can call and reserve a free food box to be delivered to them, about a 25 to 30 pound box of food delivered to them in February on Saturday the 25th. And so next week is a key part where we'll probably plan to bring in about 2,500 calls for people who have a food need.
Now, the community gets to be involved because we'll actually be taking these boxes to folks who don't pick it up. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so well, the project is really about the coalition of the greater Lansing area, beginning with the churches, who will gather together for a morning rally on Saturday the 11th, Saturday at 11 o'clock, the 25th of February. And after a little time of just focus of why we're together there to meet to help stomp out hunger, really, in February, thousands of people will get in cars and take a map to a family's home with a box of food in hand and go and make that personal delivery just to kind of be a blessing to help meet a need that people really, really have right now.
Tim, tell us some of the stories that you've either experienced or heard about when people actually get involved, take the food. Tell us some of those stories.
Well, the stories range from all over the place because you hear people's journey of how they find themselves needing to reach out. Some of them find themselves needing to reach out for food help with the local banks for the first time, even probably this month. And so we'll likely hear some of those stories, how people have lost jobs, they've been downsized, all kinds of things that happen in their life. So we'll hear all these kinds of stories. And not only that, but, you know, the kinds of illnesses that you know, every family experiences. Well, these take such a toll on families, not only financially, but even emotionally. And to have a two or three or four people come to their door to offer food as a way of assistance, and then they share their story, the compassion that we get to express in order to care for them, to offer to pray if they'll allow us, in order to kind of bring a ray of hope into sometimes some pretty hard times.
It's pretty interesting, too, all the families that get involved, Tim, people bringing their kids to not only see people in need, mm-hmm. but to learn those lessons about serving and giving back.
Absolutely.
All right. For folks who want to become involved or for folks who may need help, where do they go?
Well, if they're in need of help, the call center number, the hotline for the food boxes, is 517-481-5551. That's 481-5551. That's a local Lansing number. Also, if you'd like to get involved either as volunteer in the event day, or if they like to perhaps make a contribution. Now, right now we have contributions for about 2,000 boxes, and we're expecting somewhere between 2,500 to 3,000 boxes needed. So there's some need there. They can go to churchofgreaterlansing.com, That's just like it sounds, churchofgreaterlansing.com. There's more information on the website there.
All right, this is an event that we're going to jump on board with you, Tim. Not only are we going to be talking about this event on a weekly basis for you, but I'm going to put you on hold. We want to get some information so we can create a spot for you and be running that on a daily basis. So we want to help you with this. You're to be commended. Hold on the line, and we'll talk with you soon. Tim English is the pastor of the North Point Community Church, representing the Greater Church of Lansing and the upcoming food drop. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.